Colleagues and friends of Daniel Pearl gathered today to remember him at a memorial service in Washington. The Wall Street Journal reporter was murdered in Pakistan last month while researching a story on Islamic terrorism. Pearl was known for crafting stories that reflected the human side of complex international issues. Today, though, he was remembered as a musician, a traveler, and a great friend. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
One friend read aloud from one of Daniel Pearl's Wall Street Journal stories about a super high-tech pothole-filling machine. Another friend quoted his emails full of quick wit and sarcasm. People sang songs Pearl wrote and talked about his enormous record collection. After the private memorial service, hundreds of people stayed in the packed auditorium of the George Washington University, recounting scenes from Daniel Pearl's life. Christy Harlan and Daniel Pearl both started at the Washington Bureau of the Wall Street Journal in the summer of 1993. Harlan remembered when they jumped in the car and drove out of the city, excited to be invited to a party at the bureau chief's house.
But as we got closer to his house driving out there, we were more excited to see a Walmart. So we made a promise that no matter how much fun we were having at the party, we would leave early so we could get back to Walmart. We bought toilet paper, I bought kitty litter, but Danny was happy to find a lawn chair. The first place he stretched it out was the parking lot of the Walmart, and we stopped at some poor other shopper and begged her to take our photograph. So there's a fabulous photograph in my scrapbook of Danny lying on his lounge chair, laughing his head off, and it just epitomized everything about him, how much he could have fun anywhere, even at a Walmart.
Another old friend, Tom Jennings, remembers when Daniel Pearl helped Jennings' wife, Rebecca. She was very pregnant at the time, in fact, overdue by a week.
She was going through some pretty severe false labor contractions. She was pretty miserable at the end of the pregnancy. And one day Danny called and he asked if he could come out and play some music for us.
Pearl was an accomplished bluegrass musician. He showed up at the house with an informal band and proceeded to play Rebecca a song he'd written called "The World Is Not Such a Bad Place." He said he was hoping to coax the baby out of the womb.
Come out, the world is not such a bad place. Come out, there's someone smiling upon you. Come out, the world, it's not such a bad place after all. There's something magical waiting for you.
Jerry Sieb of the Wall Street Journal said today that there is something amazing about Daniel Pearl's story. People who didn't know him at all somehow grasped who he was, a sensitive, idealistic, regular person. Daniel Pearl's wife, Marianne, was at the service today. She's now 7 months pregnant. She's returning to their home in Paris for the birth of their son. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.